Well, apparently there's a frequency that the human brain communicates on, like basically the same frequency as your thoughts. It's, I think it's like 462 hertz or something like that. I forget what it is.
FM band was chosen for mind window properties.
Well, I saw this Jesse Ventura thing on Conspiracy Theory, and these guys, he was doing an episode on HARP, and he had these two little pads that he put on his neck, and he could hear the music through the iPod like it was in his head. Okay, so I was thinking what would be an interesting thing to do is to figure out what that frequency is and actually broadcast it on for a day and an episode of Energy 106 from inside your brain.
Oh my god, that's synthetic celebrity. Allegedly, there's the iPod thing can do that. They actually got wireless headphone things that you just hear it anyway.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on now.
And that's what the whole rock music thing was all about. But they get too dark.
Psychotronic weaponry, man.
My God, psychotronic. I thought that was a trick cyclist.
Apparently not.
And it's called psychotronics because the original name is banned in America. We can use it. It's a form. We can do it here. But we can't. That's an American term because the normal term that you can do healing with using healing at a distance is banned in America. I've got one of these Royal Rife machines, and Wilhelm Reich in his 30s, and those are two different people, used in healing using scalar waves and resonant energy frequencies and things.
With great success.
With great success, but because it doesn't use drugs, ban it. Get the man, throw him in jail.
Yeah.
And then he died in jail. One of the things we also do is have these little orgone pyramids.
It's an orgone generator.
And it generates orgone energy, and that is a means of disrupting the toxic effects of the vector wave energy from radio transmissions, like mobile phone towers and masts and Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi being probably one of the worst we could have, because it's chosen to use the same frequencies as water vibrates in your microwave. So if you can cook with it, why not just flood everybody's home with the same kind of frequency, which will have the same long-term effect of doing your pituitary gland in, which is ultimately what they're attacking.
And of course, and of course, we've got the age of the smart meter about to be upon everybody.
It's going to Wi-Fi saturate. Now, the point that what we've discovered on a serious note is that with the vector wave transmission system, that there's a secondary dark energy wave in there, which is a fluidic sort of energy, an intelligent energy which spreads like threads of a massive neural net, which was initially put in through the electricity supply system. So that's why they all need centrally generated electricity and don't like you using zero point energy devices which are independent of the grid. Does that make sense?
Well, that way they have control of the grid and hence control over the people, because if you can basically look at it like this, the whole idea of the New World Order is to make everybody dependent, okay, which means, ergo, that they need to wipe out any form of independence, right?
Yeah.
If you've got your own power supply, you're independent, ergo, they don't want you to have your own power supply. If you've got your own water supply, food supply, it's any kind of supply that you have for yourself that you don't need to go through them to get, that's what they're going to try and get rid of.
And that's Codex Alimentarius in Europe. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of that. I know when I met a lot of New Zealanders in London about 15, 20 years ago when I first joined Rupert Murdoch's Sky TV, that were fascinated by these E numbers. And now they want to have, if you grow your own vegetables, then they want to make sure that you put the right fertilizer and the right water goes into that. And to fertilize everything. So we're being totally targeted in being shut down.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've only got to look at all the fluoride and stuff. Yeah. I mean, that sort of calcifies the pituitary, and that's our link with our spiritual, our higher self. And, you know, you knock that out, then we just become really, I mean, what are we then without that
connection?
But
it means earth.
Because again, you're talking about how your connection to your higher self, that also is a form of independence that needs to be capped out and put you into a box of, I don't know, whatever religion, whatever religious order or apathy or nihilism. They have to put you into some kind of form of box that makes you dependent on something else.
So, I mean, mind control and reality management has been around a long time. Yeah. The burning witches, the getting rid of the wise men of the village, people who had any independence. I mean, St. Patrick, what he did in Ireland was unbelievable, the catastrophic stuff that happened there. So this is not a new thing.
No, and, you know, really, I tell you, we've got some of our experiences that we've spoken to or spoken to us who have had the misfortune to go and tell their story to the NHS, which
That's the National Health Service.
Yes, the health service over here, and found themselves sectioned sometimes. They found themselves on drugs, not of their wanting, and they found themselves labelled as schizophrenic.
But I think probably the biggest surprise in that particular story was that the Ministry of Defence were trying to save this guy. And so there seems to be an internecine war between the civilian health services and certain elements of the Ministry of Defence who are aware of this threat and in many respects are sort of hamstrung in what they can do. And this is when we find with further research that the head of certain intelligence agencies and broadcasting institutions have got a non-human connection. And it's important that we use terms like non-human as opposed to alien. Because not everybody walking around is actually so-called human. And that's one of the other issues.
Maybe a few flavours or shades.
You know, as in Battlestar Galactica, they look like us.
I've seen The Enemy and he is us. And I think that's probably one of the important lessons of life, is that no matter how bad your enemy might be, no matter what they might do to you, you can always do a heck of a lot worse to yourself. And so basically, you're the only enemy that is under your control at all times, and you can either let yourself hurt yourself or you can preserve yourself, preserve your own life, preserve your own mind and your heart, etc., by surrounding yourself, or at least this is what I do, with really cool, knowledgeable, friendly, nice, happy people or whatever, and they all rub off and your energy bounces off each other and it works. It's kind of like a sort of like an energy generator, like a human conversation energy generator, just by being around somebody who you think is cool and happy and talking about stuff that you actually care about can actually be very, very healthy for you. That's why a lot of people tune into the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Keep listening, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.